This is a Three Wide NASCAR podcast breaking news update with EG3.
What's going on, everybody? This is EG3, Eddie Gritter III. Here are the guys going to the garage for this Three Wide breaking news update. Of course, today, this afternoon, or rather early this morning, got the notification of Kyle Busch, and also another driver we're going to talk about here, and it's a garage edition of 3Wide NASCAR podcast. Before we dive into that, this podcast, the 3Wide NASCAR podcast, is all about the latest in all three divisions, which includes, obviously, the Gainer Outdoor Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. Again, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. First of Driver A meeting of Kyle Busch, and there's a lot of talk coming in from the end of this offseason about Kyle Busch and the contract situation for Joe Gibbs Racing. Well, that has been completely answered. He will be back with Joe Gibbs Racing next year and beyond. Early this afternoon, Marsh Incorporated announced a multi-year extension to its partnership with Joe Gibbs Racing that will see the confinery giant continue to serve as the primary sponsor of the number 18 M&M's Toyota in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. This relationship, folks, one of the longest and most successful in this sport, will continue the unmatched success which this combination has seen for really over the last decade or so, ever since Kyle Busch joined forces with Joe Gibbs Racing. He's won a championship back in 2015, and he's won a ton of races, and obviously he's coming off a historic performance in a truck series in Atlanta last weekend. In a truck series, racing, of course, in his own equipment. Quote, "This relationship started over a decade ago, and we have experienced more success than any of us have ever thought possible," said William Kmetz, Global Vice President in Sponsorship and Community Events, Mars Incorporated. Quote, he continues, "Partnering with Joe Gibbs Racing and Kyle Busch provides us with the unique opportunity to elevate our brands by aligning ourselves with a world-class sport racing team partner and driver, as well as the most dedicated fans in all professional sports." And then Kyle Busch himself said earlier today, quote, "I'm proud and honored to continue to compete for JGR and Mars." And of course, last year, Kyle Busch finished in the fourth spot. Of course, he's made four consecutive championship four appearances, and obviously he's been one of the heavy favorites in this quote-unquote, there's this word again, new package to race very well in it in the Cup Series, and that's going to continue when we head to Las Vegas here this weekend. So that has been answered. The years not determined yet, but obviously though, signed, sealed, delivered for one KB Kyle Busch, who continues to chase 200 wins, not in one series, folks, but in this totals all three divisions. He added number 52, passing Ron Hornaday Jr., who held that streak for a long time until one person named Kyle Busch coming along. So there is that. So Joe Gibbs sealing kind of the guy who's been the foundation of this organization. Yes, he's had Matt Kenseth, Eric Jones, Denny Hamlin, and a couple others, but no doubt in mind, I think Joe Gibbs had in mind, this guy is the cornerstone to our race team. Kyle Busch, obviously a threat to win every single time he steps into a truck or an Xfinity, or you can put it in a Cup Series as well. So huge news coming from that aspect of things. And Kyle Busch, speaking of which, he's going to be competing in all three of the series in Las Vegas here this weekend, beginning tomorrow night at Las Vegas, kicking off the so-called quote-unquote West Coast. It's going to be interesting to see. And oh, by the way, He's the only driver to date to pull off sweeps in all three divisions. Of course, Bristol. Not last year, but a year before last year. And a couple years ago, he did it at Bristol. And he almost came close to do it in one of the other tracks last year. I can't remember exactly the track, but Kyle Busch, a threat this weekend to possibly pull off that sweep. Obviously, I'm not going to stand here tonight and say it's going to be easy. It ain't. But obviously, when going up against one of the best competitors in all of motorsports, Kyle Busch is definitely a guy that we all know by now is a winner in all of NASCAR. And on the flip side, we go to driver B now here in the garage on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast, Eddie Greeter III. As you probably can tell, my voice is back. Obviously, we did not listen to the post-race reaction to Atlanta. My voice was not all there, quite there. But you still, though, listen to that because there was a lot of passion, obviously. I bring a lot of passion to this sport. So, obviously, I'm passionate about what I'm talking about and very enthusiastic of the sport as well. So, go back, check that out. And, obviously, a little plug in here. Be out on the lookout for our weekend preview coming up. Previewing Las Vegas. A little preview there. Kicking off the West Coast trip for NASCAR. And there's going to be some strong conversation. I got some strong opinions here coming out of Atlanta. You don't want to miss the three things that we've learned from there. So that's going to be out this weekend. Get your West Coast swing party started with us, the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. And running up tonight's breaking news. Also, 2 hours later, Elliott Sadler, obviously, who wanted to step out full time. From NASCAR completely, well, raise your hand if you thought Elliott Sadler was going to be back in some sort of form in NASCAR. That's me included right here. Elliott Sadler will return to the Xfinity Series two times here in 2019 and call League Racing. Ask Elliott Sadler to come back and to compete with or really fill out the schedule for the number 10 entry. Obviously, their main driver, Justin Haley, drives the 11 for colleague. The second car that we've seen in random spots from last year to early this year with Ross Chastain running it and winning a stage in it at Daytona. Elliott Sadler, the most popular driver from last year, will make his return with the Nutrient X Solutions to pilot the number 10 Chevrolet Camaro for only two races in the Xfinity Series. Of course, Sadler recorded only three wins in the Cup side and 13 wins in the Xfinity Series side. Was named the most popular driver four times, including last year. Makes his comeback with colleague racing. And he said, quote, "I said I would only return to the racetrack if the right opportunity came along. And this is it," Sadler said. And he continues on, "I'm thrilled to partner with Nutrient X Solutions and Colley Racing for these two races and team up with Ross Chastain behind the wheel of the number 10 Chevy Camaro. I believe in the mission of Nutrient X Solutions as they help farmers lead the field, and they wanted me to put my helmet back on and do the same at Richmond and Las Vegas," end quote. And Elliott Sadler said it right there. Richmond here coming up this spring. Elliott Sadler is, for those of you who don't know, from Virginia. So Richmond, that makes sense. And when the playoffs roll around, obviously Elliott Sadler will not participate, obviously. But he'll make a special guest appearance, I would like to call it, in the Xfinity Series when the Xfinity Series returns back to Las Vegas for the playoff race in the fall. So Sadler, obviously, he's going to be looking to make some hay with Nutrient X Solutions. We've heard this sponsor float around since the start of this year with really related to Ross Chastain mainly, but with Elliott Sadler, I'm not familiar with that relationship yet, but obviously Elliott Sadler making a lot of faces smile within that corporation. So that's going to be interesting to see that transform as well. So Elliot Sadler, the other news of the day coming from the Xfinity series, more like Elliot Sadler will be back in the Xfinity series only for two times though, like he said. And he also talked with Dale Jr. last year in a Dale Jr. download saying, you know, I'll only come back to racing if it's the right opportunity, and did not include broadcasting, obviously. He didn't want to even do that. He said if the right opportunity came along, well, apparently he was impressed with this 10-car of Colorado Racing. So that's kind of intriguing to me in his own right. So there is that for the Xfinity Series side, as, of course, the Xfinity Series is in the middle, will be in the middle of the triple header deal. I'll still be racing on Saturday in the Camaro, not the Camaro, oh my goodness, not Gainer Outdoor Truck Series. So it's still almost registering in my head, but not quite there. I've said that, said Camping World a couple times already this year, so and chalk up this one. But the Gainer Outdoor Truck Series there will kick off the triple header at Las Vegas. And of course, the truck, this is the last time we will see the trucks until next month. But on top of that, we'll do the top three real quick before we sign out here tonight on the Throughout NASCAR Podcast Garage Update. I'm EG3, Eddie Gray III, here with you guys tonight on this breaking news edition of the podcast. Of course, Grant Emminger leads by a point on Austin Hill. Ben Rhodes is sitting third. Johnny Sauter, Harrison Burton, your top five in the Gainer Outdoor heading into this weekend. Then Christopher Bell leads Brandon Jones, Justin Allgaier. That gap between JGR teammates 1-2 sitting by 4 points. Tyler Reddick is fourth, and Cole Custer is fifth. And on the post-race reaction edition of Atlanta earlier this week, I left out the standings for the Monster Energy Cup Series. Let's just run down the top five real quick. Obviously, Denny Hamlin's already locked in, and you can add Brad Keselowski to the playoff bubble. Not the playoff bubble, but the playoff entries already for 2019. It's too early to play out. Too early to talk plus, but you know what I've been listening to this point. To this point, it sounds like with the way that, you know, the packs, this package could create packs and all this other stuff could create some surprise winners. Well, it could be interesting here beginning this weekend. We'll see how this shakes out, especially with the difference between Atlanta and Vegas, was a much higher grip rate in Vegas than Atlanta. Real fast, top five heading in to Las Vegas on Sunday. Denny Hamlin leads the point regular season standings right now by 8 over the 4-car Kevin Harvick. Kyle Busch is third, not too far back. It's really tight between only by 10 points. You can take it back really as such to maybe Brad Keselowski, who's sitting in sixth, but Kyle Busch, nine out. Kyle Larson and Joey Logano rounding the top five heading in to Las Vegas, kicking off the so-called famous West Coast Swing. Looking forward to some exciting action in Vegas this weekend. You can follow me at EG3_FastEddie. And remember, folks, I'm going to start to hype this up a little bit now. I'm doing our first giveaway of this podcast. If I get 350 followers, I will be giving away something. That item or items have not been decided yet, so you might as well stay tuned. But in the meantime, tell your friends about the podcast, which you can find it wherever you get your podcast. 3Y NASCAR Podcast, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom. We're just about everywhere. Google Play. You find a 3Y NASCAR Podcast. Join the movement. You do not want to miss an exciting moment of the podcast. But for now, that's going to do it for right now. Other 3Y NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Kyle Busch staying with Joe Gibbs Racing. And we'll be seeing Elliot Sadler coming up at Richmond in the Xfinity Series. And later on this coming fall at the second race in Las Vegas, he will partner up with Colleague Racing in the Xfinity Series. We'll see you We'll talk to you next time on a 3-Wide NASCAR podcast.
Thanks for listening to the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you get your podcasts. iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We'll see you next time going 3-Wide. 3-Wide.